Well, joining us now to talk about these Pfizer censorship revelations is author of Courage to Face COVID, a remarkable book. You should all read it. Renowned cardiologist, Dr. Peter McCullough. Doc, welcome back to the show. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
So I would flip on CNBC in the morning sometimes to see some of the business news. And just about every stinking morning, I would see Dr. Scott Gottlieb on the show on a regular basis, on a daily basis, to get their daily COVID update. So we learn in these Pfizer documents, we learn in these Twitter documents, just the lengths that he was going to try to censor voices, particularly around natural immunity. So Doc, let's start there on the natural immunity piece. That's the part that really stood out to me.
Clayton, I can tell you, I was appalled at what I learned. You know, I'm a frequent contributor on Fox News, Newsmax, many stations. I do it all pro bono. I don't receive a dollar for doing this. And we learned that former FDA chairman Scott Gottlieb, who's young and he's underaccomplished as an academic physician, he certainly isn't at my level of standing. You could tell he was ripe to go on the take. And we learned now that he was being paid $365,000 a year for Pfizer, by Pfizer, had a frequent contributor contract with CNBC. And he was going on in a near, almost a daily basis from his garden patio, if you remember, through the pandemic. I watched it too. And Andrew, Becky, and Joe and CNBC took it hook, line, and sinker, everything he said. And he misled the country regarding natural immunity, regarding the pandemic, juicing the country with fear, and then juicing and ginning up interest and almost certainly investment in Pfizer for their vaccine.
So he on Twitter, of course, in response to some of these revelations, is now defending himself, saying, well, I was just merely trying to quiet some of the people who are being mean to me personally, basically. Do you buy that line?
Well, let me tell you what, if he thinks he's received some mean treatment on Twitter, you know, there are so many esteemed scientists, including myself, who are suspended for no reason. We're constantly attacked. We've had unfollow programs, unlisting programs, blacklisting, shadow banning. We faced it all. Gottlieb defrauded America for the profits of Pfizer. That's what we've learned. He was actually communicating with Twitter, and they were doing it. They were silencing scientists who were bringing forward important information on natural immunity. It mattered because the whole world was getting COVID, and people who were recovered, they needed to know what to expect, and Gottlieb deceived the world on this.
If people tuned in to CNBC, a mom who was at home with her kids, maybe the kids were homesick from school that day, and she flips on CNBC, and she sees this doctor who's telling her, go out, get your children vaccinated, go out, get these booster shots, do all of these things. I mean, who knows what happens to those families in those situations, but they're trusting this person that they're putting on the air as a doctor's, you know, fair and impartial, impartial voice in this, but he's not at all.
He's not. In fact, being a former FDA commissioner now is used as a false title. It's used as a pretext for government honesty and integrity, that he would carry honesty and integrity from a government position into a paid board member position. And we've now seen this with the commissioner that followed him, Stephen Hahn, who joined the investment capital firm for Moderna. We had Rick Bright inside the White House joins the Rockefeller Foundation. There is a very, very deep and corrupt collusion conflict of interest between industry and our public health agencies. And the mechanism is but basically these interrelationships that occur when people are in office to get their next job after they leave office.
And I'll get you out here on this, Doctor. He's not the only one. I mean, there's a long history here of this cozy relationship with FDA former heads of the biopharmaceutical complex, right?
It's true. This has happened for a very long time. We know the media now is complicit, but the media itself took money from the COVID-19 Community Core Program. Remember, in early 2021, the White House and the Health and Human Services floated out $13 billion to the media, sports teams, churches, other groups, and we know now there's a listing of nearly 4,000 major media outlets that took federal money to push the government false narrative. And I can tell you, you just follow the money on this one. It's both Pfizer and the U.S. government colluding with the media. Everyone here is culpable. America should never trust a former FDA official in any capacity in the media.
Wow. Well, we'll have you back on as soon as we get the Fauci files. I'm going to be calling. I'll be calling your cell phone, Doc. We'll have you back on here as soon as we can. Dr. Peter McCullough, great work as always. Thank you so much for being a voice of reason. And thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I can't wait for the Fauci files. We'll have Dr. McCullough back on as soon as that drops.
He's a good perspective for like, oh, that hurt your feelings? Yeah. Like, I've had some pretty personal things aimed at me too.
Yeah. Oh, your feelings are hurt by that? How does that feel?
You like how that feels?
Kicked off
hurt
Twitter, blocked,
feelings?
Reputation sullied, ruined. Thank God he's
back,
though.
Well, and it's like, You got threats. Let me show you what I got. Like Peter McAuliffe and Robert Malone and Pierre Corey, like those guys.
That's a hold my beer.
Way more. Yeah.
That's not a knife.
Exactly.
This is a knife.
Right.
You want to see a knife? I'll show you a knife. Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.